This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Former Governor Robert Bentley, former House Speaker Mike Hubbard, they're among the public employees in recent years who've been convicted or pleaded guilty to ethics charges. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall yesterday announced plans to tighten state ethics rules, and a commission including some lawmakers will study the proposed changes. But we begin this week's legislative update with Alabama Public Television's Don Daly and WBHM's Gigi Dubam by looking at a bill that would allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on public property.
Yeah, this is a bill that Senator Gerald Isle of Lineville has brought for several years, and for several years it's passed the Senate and has always died in the House. But Senator Dial said he wanted to try one more time to get this out of the Senate and out of the House before he leaves the legislature. He thinks it's important for a public display of the Ten Commandments in places like schools and other public buildings. And Senator Dial also thinks that this law might have other ramifications where the school violence problem is concerned.
Yeah, he's making the argument that displaying the Ten Commandments in schools might somehow dissuade some school shooters from committing another horrible tragedy.
Yeah, his philosophy seems to be that if a shooter goes into a school and might see a display of the Ten Commandments, that it might be some sort of deterrent. He has people who agree with him on that, and then he has others who have traditionally fought the public display of the Ten Commandments, saying it raises all sorts of freedom of religion issues because, as they put it, what about displays of other religious artifacts?
Oh, it brings back a lot of memories of former Chief Justice Roy Moore with his Ten Commandments controversy. It just wasn't that long ago.
I think that argument has been conjured up a lot during the debate over this, but it did pass the Senate. It is now on to the House, so we will see how it fares there.
In other news, Senator Del Marsh announced that the legislature will appoint a commission to review the state ethics law. What specifically, Don, will this commission be looking at?
Well, an ethics bill, a pretty lengthy ethics revision bill, has been drafted by Attorney General Steve Marshall, and legislative leadership has been reviewing it. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh actually quietly introduced it last week, and it was announced on Thursday that a commission's being formed to further look at this before it ever gets to the legislature. So it actually won't go before lawmakers until next year. So while the ethics bill has been introduced, they're delaying consideration of it while this commission looks at further refining the recommendations.
What ultimately is the goal here with this bill?
Attorney General Steve Marshall has said that lawmakers and other government employees have come to him with concerns about loopholes in the law. There are a lot of questions that have arisen in the wake of the ethics scandals, say, surrounding former Governor Robert Bentley and former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. He wants to close some loopholes, but at the same time, the Attorney General says he wants to keep the ethics law strong. Two notable things in this ethics legislation: it would provide for lawmakers to have a legal defense fund, and it also would allow for certain exemptions for so-called economic development professionals, and that is something that Ethics Commission Director Tom Albritton has expressed some concerns over.
The legal defense fund, where would that money come from?
There's still a lot of questions about this legislation, and because the commission is going to further study it, I imagine that those things are going to be refined to a certain extent.
Yeah, and as far as the economic development allowance, what are some of the concerns around that?
Well, some critics have said that it's just another way to skirt the ethics law by giving certain exemptions to people who work in the economic development field. And as I mentioned, Ethics Commission Director Tom Albritton has also expressed some concerns, although he says he's hopeful that in the commission review of this big package of ethics revision legislation, that some of those concerns can be ironed out.
It's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Dubam. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news each Friday during the legislative session.